A double haploid is a way to create an inbred. I say instantly, but it really takes two steps instead of seven or eight or nine steps. And so the previous way of creating inbreds was to self-pollinate them generation after generation until they were mostly inbred. With double haploids, you can get there in two steps, a very efficient process. And it's very interesting when I started breeding with double haploids, it was just a tremendous change, because when you breed in the filial way or the conventional way, the ability to see true performance in the field is a little fuzzy. And so when we got to the double haploid technology, it was like putting on a set of glasses and seeing things very clearly for the first time. And so that double haploid phenotype, or the expression in the field, is, or the attributes in the field, are just so clear, it allows us to better characterize our inbreds and hybrids. Additionally, double haploids lend themselves very well to molecular markers, and so putting molecular marker fingerprints on double haploids and evaluating them very precisely in the field allows us to create genetic predictions for those double haploids, which can predict future performance even better than field testing can. We've moved from, you know, less than 5% double haploid content in our commercial products in 2012 to almost 100% in 2019, and so the fruit of all this work has finally come to this point now, where we can declare a hybrid revolution. This means that the products derived from double haploids have had the benefit of predictive analytics and performance prediction applied to them, so that we're even more confident in their performance as we release them for commercial plantings for our farmers. We can evaluate more inbreds and evaluate them in silico or using our predictive analytics, which allows us to not only evaluate more individuals and widen the funnel, it also allows us to shorten our product development cycle, and so we can deliver more genetic gain faster to our farmers.